You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Oh man, I'm a poor substitute for James Edwards, but delighted to be on your radio. Sam Bushman, filling in for James Edwards. He's taking care of family business. But don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, the bombardier doors are about to open. Sam and Eddie, taking care of business, third hour for James Edwards. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it'll be educational and entertaining. Eddie Miller, welcome to the Political Cesspool, sir.
Mr. Sam, it's always a delight to work with you. I don't know how educational it'll be, but I'll use all 25 words of my vocabulary to do what I can do to help out. But I always look forward to work with you, Sam. We always have a special chemistry between you and I, and maybe between the break, I was going to say there's something you mentioned the last time we worked together and we never got to discuss, but I won't mention that now because you had another topic that you want.
All right, hang tight. I want to talk about Eddie the Bombardier Miller and his crazy runs for St. Jude. Now, I say crazy runs because, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Number one, the guy's 67 years old. Okay, I'm 47, so he's got 20 years on me, and I'm telling you right now, I can't run a 26-mile marathon if my life depends on it. In perfect, like, 65-degree weather, okay? Now, I'm in the mountains where it's all dry. There's no humidity or anything like that, so it's just beautiful. And I can't get that done. Now, this guy, not only does he run 26-mile marathons, not only is he 67 years old, but the guy's doing it in, like, what, 100 degrees and 100% humidity kind of stuff?
Well, I tell you what, it gets kind of tough sometimes, you know. I guess one of my toughest...
Tough? Runs. We're talking suicidal tough. Crazy.
Well, I never have been known too much for my gray matter, you know, upstairs. I've been known for other things, you know, but never have been considered the sharpest knife in the rack. I guess my toughest run, Sam, was one of my tougher runs was last Saturday. I think James said something about it on the radio. What happened to me, like you said, the temperature got up a little over 100 degrees that day. I think the heat index was like 112, 115. And, you know, I had to go. I ran 5 miles before breakaway running St. Jude Hero started their 11-mile run. And I took all five of my morning blood pressure medications. Well, later on after the run, you know, I was sitting there talking to people, and all of a sudden, this thing started getting black. I passed out, you know, and they had to haul me down to the VA hospital and had to give me some fluids. I was dehydrated. My blood pressure totally bottomed out. It was down to about 80 over 40. I don't know if people know about blood pressure values, but I was getting on down there. And they told me to skip my blood pressure medicines on the mornings of the long runs. But I'm going to tell you what, brother, it's a fur piece now. Yeah, 26 miles is a long way. Sam, I've done 4 of them in 16 months, and I'm getting ready to go to New York. God willing, if God doesn't change my plans, I'll be in New York November the 2nd. I pledged a bunch of money to go there, and all the money that I've raised goes straight to St. Jude.
All right. Now, I want to talk about this because I think this is important. Number one, Eddie's not really crazy. I know he does crazy things. But he's not really crazy. He's actually quite stable, grandfatherly gentleman. I would trust him with my life, I'll tell you that. But all I'm telling you is this. He does it for a reason. And that's really what I want to focus on is the reason. Why do you do these crazy things, Eddie?
Well, I'll tell you, Sam, I'll make this story really short. You know, as you may know, some of the people out there may know I'm a registered nurse, amongst other many things I've done all my life. In the last full-time gig I had as a nurse, I left the Elvis Presley Memorial Trauma Center in Memphis to an easier gig at Methodist University Hospital here in Memphis. Started working with the cystic fibrosis kids. And, you know, that's a terminal disease, too. They usually die 16 to 18. The oldest one I've ever heard of was 26 years old. Well, you know, a lot of people...
And hold on, not only does it... Do they pass away young? But it's difficult along the way. Let's make it very clear.
It's miserable. It's just heartbreaking. Every day is a struggle. They have good days and bad days, but It's a struggle to breathe, and it's absolutely heartbreaking to work with these kids. They're so brave, but I always got attached to the cystic kids. One of them in particular just really destroyed me. I can't talk about it much because, I'll really cry. But that's how I got associated with St. Jude. I started working with some St. Jude kids, and I don't go to the hospital as much anymore, Sam, because I got to thinking I'm the kiss of death. Because even though the survival rate at St. Jude has been, for instance, in 1962 when they opened the doors, the most common form of a cancer, I believe, is what they call lymphoblastic leukemia. And I can remember when leukemia was an absolute death sentence. It was like getting bitten by a cobra. The cure rate in those days was 4%. It's up over about 94% now. That's that particular disease. Well, I got to watching these kids, Sam, and working with them, and you just get so attached to them. You have to experience to believe it. And by the way, while we've got people in there, if you ever come into Memphis and you would like to take a tour of St. Jude Hospital, I'm what they call a St. Jude hero.
I'm going to Memphis, and I'm going to St. Jude. Thank you very much.
I can't wait to take you there. Sam. We could talk to some of the people. We don't get to talk to many of the kids, but maybe we can go to the Ronald McDonald House, you being a celebrity doll, you know. But it's a wonderful place, and it's my passion in life. I could talk about St. Jude for hours. There's just so much to tell. I'll tell people one of the most interesting facts about St. Jude. It was started by Danny Thomas, who was a Lebanese. And he actually formed some kind of like a think tank amongst Arab Americans, Lebanese Americans, in about 1957 when they got the PAC started. I need to research the history more. These Lebanese Americans, they in their constitution, one of the big deals in their constitution says they go by the Good Samaritan rule. They believe that so they were going to help. They were going to start a nonprofit charity to help people, regardless of race, regardless of religion, regardless of political affiliation. And people, you know how political I am, but when I go into St. Jude, I hang my politics at the door. They don't allow that there, and you're there to treat kids. But it was started by not what you consider the mainstream Protestant or Catholics. It was started by Lebanese Americans. And it's always been run, to the best of my knowledge, by all Lebanese Americans. Matter of fact, Danny Thomas was the first one to start it. And they started with a budget of $1 million the first year. But now, Sam, it takes roughly about $3 billion a day just to run St. Jude. But you asked me how I got started. Yeah, working at Methodist and going over working at St. Jude. I went to my very first marathon in 2011, and I had a miraculous experience there. People laugh at me all the time, but I absolutely had a miraculous experience there. And I promised God in 2011, and this is coming out.
Hold on, Eddie Miller, the Bombardier, ladies and gentlemen, letting it rip, letting you inside his heart. He's got a heart bigger than the outdoors. And I'm telling you right now, they can call him a racist, but you know what? Sickness and love has no color. And all I'm telling you right now is we're taking care of business. Quick pause. When we come back, I'm going to play a video of the Bombardier. He doesn't even know I got it. But I'm going to play this. It's going to be incredible. Then we're going to come back and wrap this piece up with Eddie Miller on St. Jude. You can donate. He's on a crusade. You want to help him?
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Back with you live, Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being alongside for the ride. We're talking to Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And they say that guys like James Edwards and Sam Bushman and the Bombardier and others are hate mongers. And we're evil. And we're going to destroy everybody. But the problem is the Bombardier is throwing bombs all over that right now because he's killing them with kindness and showing love big as the outdoors for those who need help, for those who need love and friends and kindness and service and funds to take care of illness and more. Bombardier's on a crusade, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to New York. He's already ran 4 26-mile marathons, ladies and gentlemen. And he's going to do it again. And I'm telling you right now, he's raising money. Let's hear it in his own words.
Hey y'all, it's Eddie Bombardier Miller here. I'm sure y'all know me from the Political Cesspool. I co-host here from time to time with James Edwards and Keith. Listen, I've got something on my mind here. I need some help. I'm putting out a call to help to all the Political Cesspool people that love us. We have St. Jude Children's Research Hospital here in Memphis. It's a world-famous hospital. They do absolute cutting edge, the latest techniques studying to try to come up with the cures for all kinds of catastrophic childhood illnesses. Cancer is one of the most well-known that they treat. If you come to St. Jude Hospital as a child with any type of catastrophic illness, you get world-class medical care. I know, I've been there. It costs absolutely nothing. It's totally free. You come to St. Jude with kids, you're sick, sick child's going to get treated. You get free meals. You get free board. They even give travel vouchers. How the hospital does that, I'll never know. But people, it costs about $2 million a day to run the hospital. Listen, I'm running in the St. Jude Memphis Marathon December the 1st of this year. I'll be right at 66 years old. It's 26.2 miles. Last year we raised about $6 million and I run the hospital about 4 days. I would greatly appreciate it if you would come on the Political Cesspool website and click on the link there and donate to the hospital in my name. I've pledged to raise $500. I'm trying to raise a lot more than that, but I have to come up with at least $500 more in order to make my pledge.
All right, I'm going to cut off the video right now because that video is a little out of date, but the reason that I wanted to play that is because it nails it in your own words. And that video really articulates what you're trying to do and why you're on your crusade, huh?
Hey, I beat my own self on my video. You're absolutely right, Hayden. It is a little day. Folks, I've pledged a total of $4,500. It cost me $3,500 to pledge in New York. That's the one I need help with, Sam. I've pledged $1,000 for the Memphis St. Jude. The Memphis St. Jude this year will be run December 6th.
But the reason I wanted to play that, even though it's out of date, is that, one, it talks about your heart and who you are and what the goal is in such a succinct manner. I mean, it's like about a minute long, a little over, that it really nails what you're doing and why. And now what we're talking about is, hey, that was done, what, a year and a half ago or so? Now you're working on basically bigger money, more money for this cause. You're just killing them with kindness, sir. What are they going to do with you?
I tell you, I guess they'll have to bump me off or something, because I'm just like a typical cesspool and a Liberty News person. We're all hate mongers, you know, Sam. But what, like I say, if you go in, I'll make this real quick. If you go in to donate people, if you just go in and to any search engine, type in St. Jude Heroes, and then click on Donate to a Hero, and please donate to New York. I'm covering Memphis, the $1,000 Memphis, out of my own pocket. I need the help with the New York, because that's the $3,500 one. But, Sam, you're absolutely right. You know, we get so much flack from the media. You know, as well as anybody, they call us hate mongers.
But hold on. I'm going to throw down the gauntlet to the mainstream press. Why don't y'all quit beating up Eddie the Bombardier and realize that a 67-year-old man has ran over 100 miles for children? For people who need love, who need care, and he's doing his very best to selflessly raise money. Eddie doesn't want a penny of it, folks. He's not asking you to give to him anything. He is asking you to give to people who need it more than he does. He is a veteran of the United States of America, and thank God for his service. Thank the Almighty for his willingness to serve. But he isn't even done serving, ladies and gentlemen. He's serving like he's 20. And I'm telling you that we need your help, and we need it now. That's all I'm telling you, and I don't get a penny either. But this is a serious cause. It shows who Eddie Miller really is. It lets you into his heart a little bit about what he spends his time doing when you don't, you know, hear him on the radio or whatever. It lets you know what he spends his time on. It lets you know where his heart is. And it lets you know what he's willing to do for others. And I'm telling you right now, the reason you run these crazy marathons in the heat, it's called sacrifice.
You got that right. It's not to toot my own horn, but I'm telling you, it is one big sacrifice. Our training program this year, Sam, started as a 24-week program. Now, since I'm not exactly a pro or seasoned, but it's not my first time to the marathon, I kicked in about week 20. And, in fact, I'm going to do some volunteer work with the Breakaway St. Jude Heroes Marathon. Well, Breakaway Running in Memphis is the official partner with the St. Jude Heroes under what they call ALSAC St. Jude. ALSAC is the fundraising department of St. Jude, but hopefully I can help them some on their shorter runs, because I'm a little bit ahead of a lot of those folks. But you're right, Sam. And you know what? Something else, Sam. This Sam and James are putting out this information free. We're not getting a nickel out of this. I mean, they're giving me free airtime, and they're in. It's a full partnership. It's not just Eddie the Bombardier Miller. It's Sam. It's James. It's Winston. Our hearts are
and
all
it's
in this.
You. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. And we can't do it without y'all. I'm not tooting my own horn, but this will be my fifth marathon. And, you know, I'm not bragging, but I pumped a lot of what few dollars I have that the government didn't get. I pumped a lot of it into the marathons, four of them in a row over 16 months, and I've met my pledge every single time. I've got some new ideas coming up, but I don't have time to talk about tonight. I'm going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm going to try to auction off, for instance, big Harley Davidson motorcycle, Sam. I was talking to James about that the other day. If that works, maybe try to auction off a truck. I would like to try to get Nick Saban, the coach of Alabama, to come to Memphis to a charity dinner. Things like this that people say can't be done.
Anyway, so I challenge the mainstream press now. Here's my gauntlet thrown down. You know what? I want you folks to set aside your hate, set aside your partisan politics, set aside your belligerence, set aside your opinions and your whatever you got, and talk to Eddie Miller candidly in the national media about raising money for children in a nonprofit organization in a way that reaches beyond all of our differences. The Black Eyed Peas said, "Where's the love, y'all?" And that's what I'm talking about. You can reach out above all these separations and divisions and everything else, and you can say, "Listen, we got to double down and work together on this cause. This cause is sacred. this cause is important, this cause makes a difference, and this cause you can be part of.
And Sam, you get something right on the head. I'm telling you flat out, it doesn't matter how rich you are, how poor you are. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. We all have kids. We all have grandkids. God forbid, God only forbid that it strikes a child that we know. I mean, any child, any kid. And if when it hits, it's one of the most devastating things that can happen to you. If you've ever seen a parent that gets the news, someplace like St. Jude, that, you know, the chances, you know, all I can do is make them comfortable, take them home, give them pain medicine. If you ever see that a time or two, if it didn't tear your guts out, you're made out of wood. And that's what we're trying to prevent, Sam. Me and Sam and James, we're trying to, our goal at St. Jude is the next decade to go from 80% to 90%.
Yeah, we're trying to pour some oil on the Tin Man, ladies and gentlemen, and shake off some of the rust and, you know, get that heart of working once again and make people feel and decide they're going to participate in something bigger than themselves. And then pretty soon you wake up and you start feeling good, right? You start feeling happy and better because you're serving others, because you're killing them with kindness, because you're taking care of business, God's business, right?
And I'm begging people to help us out, Sam. I'm begging you people.
All right, where do they go, Eddie?
You can go into St. Jude Heroes on any search engine, click on Donate to a Hero. Then a little, like a little flow sheet will show up, and all you have to do is put in my name, Eddie L., then the next name, Miller. You skip to I'm not on the
team. All right, follow the directions, Eddie L. Miller. Quick pause, back in seconds. Right. This is The Political Cesspool.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, The Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of The Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, Bombardier, I want you to finish up and tell people how they can go ahead and get involved in the solution to help you run and raise money for St. Jude. I know you mentioned it, but I want you to get it out again so people can really know where to go and double down and donate, folks.
I surely will. Go into any search engine. And all you have to do is type in St. Jude Heroes. You don't have to put www or anything like that. Type in St. Jude Heroes, and you'll see a bunch of stuff come up. And click on Search for a Hero. And then when you click Search for a Hero, you'll see a little spreadsheet type come up. And there's like five little lines you have to fill out. The main thing you fill out is my name. My first name, Eddie L. My second name, last name was Miller. And then you have to click in, it'll say event. You click on event and you scroll all the way down close to the bottom. Click on TCS New York City Marathon. That's the one I need the help on. I'm covering Memphis myself with some other friends. But the TCS New York Marathon, if you'll click on that, and people, I'm just begging you, I pledged $3,500. I would like to raise $35 million, but $3,500 is what I'm on the hook for in New York. I'm on the hook for a grand in Memphis, and we've got to get it some kind of way. So I will appreciate any help you can give. So and to sum it up again, any search engine, type in St. Jude Heroes. That's one word. Click on Search for a Hero, and then just fill in my name, Eddie L. Miller. Scroll down to Event TCS New York City Marathon. If you will do that, I'm sure God will bless you. I mean, I just can't see your God that wouldn't reward you for helping.
Amen to that, Eddie. All right, we've got Charles from Carolina on your radio. Hi, Charles.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Excellent, sir. What do you got?
Hey, Eddie, I just wanted to congratulate you on all your work there, and I'm a regular contributor to your running, and I just want to encourage everybody. When I was a kid, I had something wrong with me, and my folks were pretty poor, and they took me in there, and they had to look me over and stuff, and it was really really special, you know. And I got those people have a special place in my heart, you know, Danny Thomas and Marlo, of course, and of course Eddie there running like a greyhound. And
I hear that. Wow.
Charles, I know you all too well, friend. I've talked to you, and you're one of my dear friends. You've been one of my most loyal supporters, and I can't thank you enough. I just really have no words to express, you know, what the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital means to me and all the kids. People, you know, I'm glad, Charles, you have firsthand experience at that. There's nothing like seeing it in action. You can talk about it for a month, but, you know, you have to live it. But I would just like to emphasize, you know, again, like Sam said, you know, we're noted as the people call us, you know, homophobes and racists, et cetera, et cetera. There's every kind of child. You pick out a country in the world, you pick out a race, they have races there I didn't even know existed. They have kids in St. Jude from nations I never even heard of. I mean, like I say, when you go into St. Jude, you hang your political hat on the wall, and you hang all your other dogmas.
But let me kind of say it this way, though. Just because we have our own political opinions, there is a moral code to which we subscribe that is above a lot of our opinions and our thoughts and our understandings in a political realm. And we transcend that and say, you know what? When it comes to this venue, partisan politics is beneath us. And I think that's something really important to kind of understand. Charles, you can feel in your heart when you contribute to this, what you're doing, can't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and it's just a thing of love. You know what I mean? It's what you know. Probably, I would say medicine in this country could and should be today, if you would remove the big brother aspect and the politics out of everything. These people are doing what's right. They're helping these little kids out, and you know, it really touches my heart. And And the fact that, Eddie, that, you know, he's got a few years on me too, and I think I'm a couple of years older than you are, Sam. But I get winded going up a flight of stairs. But, this man is amazing, you know.
Yeah, he'll run us both into the ground. That's okay. Hey, Charles, we appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Love
Thank you. Good night, Charles. Thank you for coming in. You know, Sam, one thing I've heard, I'm hoping and praying and got us wrong. Under this new Obamacare, what I'm hearing, and it chills my blood. They said that the government under Obama is trying to get a hold of hospitals, specifically St. Jude.
Hey, they're trying to, man.
And they want to force them to start charging people, Sam.
Yeah, it's criminal. It's absolutely satanic, and it's evil, and it's got to stop.
You know what? If we allow that, you know what? If the American people allow that, Sam, we can't call ourselves men. But you're absolutely right. Sam, you're right. You hit it right on the money. I wish I was as eloquent as you were, my brother. But it is satanic.
Hey, I can talk about as good as Eddie can run. How do you like that? Hey, Wes from Idaho wants to chime in. Hi, Wes.
Yeah, Eddie. Hi there, Wes. Before I donate to St. Jude, do they do vaccinations or pharmaceutical drugs?
Give me the question.
All right, hold on. Let me kind of set this up. Wes, yes, they do some vaccines, and yes, they do some pharmaceutical drugs. One thing you got to understand is this isn't, again, it isn't my opinions. I stand against vaccines personally. I really reject a lot of the drugs and stuff like that. This hospital, though, has a mission that's above our opinions on all those things. And yes, they do a lot of things that you and I may personally not be fond of. The problem is they've got to cater to all kinds of people in so many different diverse situations that in order for them to keep their doors open, they can't run afoul of the government like that. The Obama administration's already trying to get in their face and cause them problems as it is. And so the answer is yes, there is some of that. Don't let that stand in your way, though. Eddie, do you want to respond?
Yes, well, as a matter of fact, there is St. Jude is one of the few places in the world that they manufacture their own biopharmaceuticals there. And I'm also with the opinion of Sam. I steer clear of vaccinations. In some cases, like at St. Jude, when you got a child that's like he has one chance out of 1,000 of survival, I guess I would be willing to try anything. But they, yes, they do. They have their own part. One of the few places in the entire world. Matter of fact, St. Jude is the only National Cancer Institute in the United States that's been designated solely a cancer institute just for children. But what was the other question you asked?
Well, let me make one more thing clear on this vaccinations. He asked if they administer vaccinations and do pharmaceutical drugs. The answer is yes. I personally have this view about vaccinations or drugs or some of these things. I want the freedom to choose not to have them.
Correct.
But I also want people to be able to have the knowledge and make their own informed decisions. And just as I don't want people to force me to take the jab, I don't want to force people not to either. In other words, this is an agency question, and we should fully inform everyone and let them make their own decisions. What do you think, Wes?
Do either of you know where the word pharmacy or pharmaceuticals come from and what it means?
Yeah, it's like demon crazy.
Bondage. Go ahead, review my memory, but I know I have a vague.
It's in the Bible. It comes from the word pharmakia, which is
like crazy.
Greek for sorcery, witchcraft, and poison.
Yes, and a lot of that you say is true. However, you got to keep in mind too that those people who may not really understand that, there might be a lot of good people who are doing some of those things and not really aware of a lot of what they're doing. There are people who have good intentions nevertheless, and aren't doing exactly what they ought to. Again, though, what you can't do is divide and melt down, though, and say, hey, I'm going to deny my help to people who have basically one chance at life, and it really ends up being St. Jude.
Well, I'm looking for a hospital that uses what I think are the proper kinds of methods. I should add, I, like Montel Williams, have multiple sclerosis. I, like Montel Williams, had an adverse reaction to a vaccination many years ago. In my own case, it happened to be the very same day that JFK.
I understand. And it's a tragic situation. And I think, there are nonprofit organizations that can help you as well. And I appreciate your call. I don't want to get off track, though. I mean, what you're saying, Wes, has value. I agree with a lot of your opinions. I don't personally like vaccines, nor do I want to take them myself. However, I do understand that, you know, there's a lot of controversy about that. And I guess what I'm saying right now, what Eddie's running for is for children and their chance at life. And there's really no controversy about that. The simple reality is this. We want them to have a hope. And it's about hope. It's about the message of hope, Eddie.
And you know, Wes, one more thing. If you, I look at the facts, the proof's in the pudding. The proof is, the fact is that the overall survival rate of cancer since 1962 has increased from 20% to 80%, and for the most common form of the deadliest cancer in 1962, it's gone from less than 4% to 94%. And I agree. I don't go along with a lot of vaccinations, but there's studies there. There's a matter of fact, right now there's entire departments studying nothing but the possibility of vaccines. It's common knowledge that many viruses are linked to type of cancers. So you know, I'm not that's above my pay.
All right, hold on, Eddie, stay right there, my friend. We'll be back in mere seconds. You are listening to the Political Cesspool, Eddie Miller. He's running. Out of love, ladies and gentlemen. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986- 6397.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the last segment. Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards. Eddie the Bombardier Miller talking about his marathon runs for St. Jude Hospital. Doing a great job there. Get out your pen and paper. We'll give Eddie a chance to tell you where to donate and get involved today. I put Wes down because I don't want a big debate about vaccines and a big debate about a conspiracy or a big debate about all these things. I don't disagree with a lot of Wes's points. However, we can't derail the whole conversation because what happens is then nobody wins. Okay, yeah, and so Wes, I want you to quickly make your last comment, and then I'm going to let you fly because we got more callers too. You there, Wes? All right, well, I think Wes bailed here. So we're going to, well, let me see here. Wes, are you there? All right, well, I don't know what happened to Wes there. Sorry about that, guys. He was all fired up, and I wanted to give him a chance. We're going to go from Wes then to Matt the Copperhead. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Sam, Eddie, how y'all doing tonight?
Doing excellent. We're talking about Eddie Miller and his St. Jude runs. He's ran four marathons, 26 miles apiece. He's done so for the love of his fellow man, and he's got a big heart bigger than the old outdoors, and he's doing his very best to run and raise money. He started out with a little, couple $100 plan, then it was $500. Now he's raising $4,500, and he's going to your neck of the woods, sir, New York City. Is it going to be in New York City or just New York?
I tell you what, God bless the Bombardier for doing this for his fellow man. He's always done the right thing for these kids, all kids from every corner of the world, every race, every creed. We got to get behind the Bombardier. And yes, he's going to be in our neck of the woods in New York City running the New York City Marathon for St. Jude's. And we're going to have a reception for him afterwards and, invite the good people that support the show.
Yeah, you're going to have Revival Gatorade, too.
Absolutely. I'll get them sorted out with some Gatorade, get those electrolytes, and a couple of pints of Guinness wouldn't hurt either.
It may have to be IV Guinness. Hey, guess what? The Copperhead told me he's going to take me to a real Irish bar, and they'll have real Irishmen there.
I'm staying away from the bars, the real Irishmen, and all that stuff. I'll go ahead and have some root beer, though, with you. How's that?
Yeah, absolutely, Sam. You should come on.
But the other part that you need to know is not only does he run in the incredible heat, but if he's going to run in New York towards December time, it's going to be freezing cold.
Oh, man, it couldn't be any colder than this last winter. I'm telling you, I thought I was going to die. I promised God if he would ever let me survive this past winter, I literally got frostbite on the left side of my face. Last year I was doing a 16-mile run, had to cut it to 14. Because my face got so cold, it was numb. I couldn't speak, and my left hand froze. I couldn't feel it. I had to go in to break away running and thaw out. So I will never complain about the heat again, even though I wanted to complain about it last Saturday.
But, all right. Well, I'm going to ask Matt the Copperhead to toss in a couple of bucks to St. Jude. Where do people do that again, Eddie?
You go into any search engine. It's real simple. Go into St. Just dial in St. Jude Heroes. Type that in any search engine. And you'll see, come up, usually it's about the third line down, you'll see a slide that says, search for a hero. You click your mouse, click on search for a hero, and then you fill in the little form there. It's got five lines. You fill in, it'll say first name, of course, type in Eddie L. Second name, type in Miller, that's the last name. And then you go down to the third line, the last line, and you click on event. And when you click the event, it's kind of like, when you're filling out the state you live in, you got to click all the way down to the end where you're in Tennessee because T comes to the end of the alphabet. You go all the way down to TCS New York City Marathon. That's the one I'll be – that's the one I need to help in. That's the one I've pledged the most money to. I've had to have my money in to New York by October the 20th. I had to have it in to Memphis by about November the 10th. But
folks, so there you go.
All right, Copperhead, anything
Eddie,
else?
Put me down for a C-note. I'm good for $100. Whoever else is listening, please match me and make it happen.
Amen. Thank you, Copperhead. There he goes, man. He's laying down the gauntlet, $100.
Thank you,
from Matt the Copperhead. The guy puts his money where his mouth is, doesn't he?
Yes,
all right, now we're going to go to Wes. I finally got him back. Are you there, Wes?
Oh, yeah.
All right, quick comment, then I got to let you fly, though. We cannot derail the show with a debate, though, on opinions on conspiracies and such.
Okay. I have been studying conspiracies for a while. We have a conspiracy against our health. And I want to point out Ron Simpson, a Canadian who has a thing on YouTube called Run from the Cure, in which he shows that hemp oil is a cure for just about everything. That's why the government does not want us to have hemp, is my point. CBDs is another term for it. It's
right.
Part of the hemp that is most effective.
Understood. Thanks, Wes. I'm very familiar with what Wes is talking about. He's got valid points. There is a conspiracy against our health, Eddie Miller. There's a conspiracy on our money and just about everything under the sun, and a lot of people say we're conspiracy theorists, but I bust out and double-check my sources and nail it down to conspiracy fact, and then folks don't know what to do. But Wes is right, and he's got a valid point. The only disconnect here that I see is, hey, let me tell you a little story about the Good Samaritan. The Good Samaritan didn't say, hey, man, a hotel owner over there is a wine bibber, and that guy got in trouble on his own recognizances. It's his own fault. And okay, he didn't go down those roads. He just simply said, I see someone need help, man. I'm going to put him on my donkey or my whatever, my mule, and I'm going to take him to the inn, and I'm going to hope somebody else helps me care for this person, and I'm going to do my very best, and I'm going to set all my judgments aside for a greater cause, Eddie.
You've got that right, Sam. Sam, you're the man of the Bible. You know, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, including yours truly, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Lord knows I've sinned enough to send 1,000 people to hell. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the only thing that keeps me from hell. And you know, one of my favorite commandments, the second greatest commandment, is to love your neighbor as you should love yourself. You should love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you do that, you have fulfilled the law. And that's what we're talking about right here. And like you say, I agree with a lot of stuff Wes says too. And there is a conspiracy. They're putting drugs in the water. Everybody knows that. They put, you know, all kinds of heavy metals and stuff. But I'm just talking about, you know, and I know that exists, but I also know that we're talking about love. Helping people, and I happen to know the St. Jude Hospital helps people all over the world. We have affiliate clinics in like 4 different states. We have affiliate clinics in hospital universities in Louisiana and Tennessee.
And I want to make this point too. I'm against drugs, and I agree that the pharmacies, big pharma, has an evil clutch on our society, and I agree that drugs for the most part are very bad. However, sometimes you got to look at what's called a risk reward analysis, and you got to say, listen, these people have one chance at life. These people have tremendous, tremendous thresholds of pain. And at
definitely.
What point then are you willing to say, listen, I'm going to bring relief to a brother, to a sister, to a son or daughter of God, and I'm not involved in some satanic ritual of any kind. I just want to bring relief to someone who absolutely needs it. And in many cases, there's other solutions. I get all that. But I'm going to step aside here and say, you know what? When someone's in serious pain like this, we got a crisis. And when we got a crisis, it's not time for debate. It's time for bringing relief to others. And so I guess what I'm saying is, even with that debate, even with the knowledge that I have, oftentimes I pick the better part. I choose the Martha and Mary kind of an idea. And I just sit down and say, you know what? Right now, this person now has a smile on their face. Before, they were just in agony. And I believe that's a deliverance of love. And I just can't believe that every bit of that's evil. So although there's a case in point for some of that, there's also a time to act in your best conscience for the benefits of another. And that sometimes takes humility, Eddie.
Yes, it does. And you know, Sam, we have to go with what we know that works. I would be all for one. I'm positive, just like Wes and other people, that someday God, if the world lasts long enough, you know, if we don't blow it up in a nuclear war, that we will be probably able to cure 95% of all this stuff probably through nutrition. If they don't, if the evil, you know, globalists don't totally destroy our food system, you can't get organic food nowadays. So I'm for whatever works. I mean, you give me hemp oil, you give me, a sassafras root, whatever works to relieve pain. You nailed it right on the money, Sam. You take my case, for instance. I have a very brittle blood pressure. I have to take 5 blood pressure medicines in the morning. I take 2 at noon and 2 at night. And if it wasn't for that, I'd been dead a long time ago. And I don't like the drugs. They have side effects, but there's no other cure or no other preventative I know of that I can reach at this time.
Well, and sometimes even if there is, to be able to switch to it is very difficult sometimes, whether it will be enough. In other words, it would be an experiment in and of itself. It doesn't work every time for everybody all the time. Anybody who knows allopathic and homeopathic medicines will tell you that. There's a balance there, and especially when you're dealing with large organizations that have all kinds of regulations to deal with, and the list goes on and on. Sometimes it's a battle you can't fight. In other words, you can't win that battle on your own right now. But you can run 26 miles and raise some money and send a little love, baby. Come on. All right, where Amen. Do people go to do that?
Amen. I'm telling you what, people, just please help me out. Please help you. Not me. It's you're helping the children from all over the world. And God forbid it might be your own grandchild someday. Just go into St. Jude Heroes. Please just dial in. Type in St. Jude Heroes into any search engine. It could be Yahoo. It could be...
And then look for the name Eddie L. Miller. And you do what... Matt, the Copperhead, did. Throw down a CN. Throw down $100. Get her done.
We'll get there.
All right, Eddie the Miller. Godspeed, my friend. Run, be safe. Our prayers are with you, sir, and our prayers are with those you serve.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Yeah. I just want to just let everybody know that's how an hour of hate talk radio works, ladies and gentlemen.
Well,
I just got to say that.
We hated them, didn't we, Sam?
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. We appreciate all of you. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Thank James Edwards for his willingness to let us take over the broadcast tonight. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Hopefully we touched your heart and you'll get involved. That's what we need most. Involvement from good, honest Samaritans. Americans. Thanks, everybody.